Bob Belts. I'm Bo Mitchell. We host this program called You Get the Blessing, and you're listening to the Beatles. Good song. The sun we're talking about, though, is not in the sky.
Great.
It's not Sun Records from Memphis, Tennessee. It's not spelled S-U-N. It's spelled S-O-N. We appreciate you tuning in, though, to hear about the Son of God.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning to you, friend. How about Sun Records? You know much about it?
Only since you've started reading the book about it.
It's really fun. Sam Phillips, and into his studio walks a teenager named Elvis Presley. The rest is history. He had a real passion for recording Deep South type music and helping people that otherwise would not be recorded. He did not know Elvis probably could have been recorded by anybody anywhere. Done pretty well. But You Get the Blessing exists because we like to introduce you each week to guests that we believe are impacting this community for Christ and doing great work in our community. So we have today Kathy Stanley, who runs Joy's Kitchen. And Kathy, you are beautiful. You are smart. You have a great personality. And I've only known you a short time, but how's that for a good start?
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You also have a husband and four children.
I do. I've been married for almost 11 years and have four beautiful kids. Two 19-year-olds, and an 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Two 19-year-olds. I'm going to take a wild guess here. They're twins.
No, they're not. I was a single mom and married my husband, who is a single dad, and we blended those families and became parents for each other's children.
So I missed it by 100%.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
It's a good start. I celebrate 45 years of marriage this
month.
Good start.
That's amazing. Too. Beautiful.
Great wife, and a Christ-centered relationship is the only way to go. So you listeners that are tuned in, what we do is let our guests share some of their background, how they met Christ, and then Bob and I chime in once in a while with brilliant comments. Wouldn't you say, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because we like to think of ourselves as really
good. We've been told that most people that listen to the show totally ignore that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just listen to the guests.
Listen to the guests.
So you really have to talk. And I promise you right now, Kathy, I'm going to call you Joy before this is over, since you work at Joy's Kitchen.
That's okay. That's a good name. I like that name.
So Kathy Stanley, tell us about your background. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Denver. I'm a native. I'm a Colorado native. Family roots here. Both of my parents were natives. Grew up in a blended family. I was the second youngest in 8 kids. By the time my parents married, they had me and my younger brother, and that completed 8 children. So we grew up in the church, but I never really identified with the church.
What church?
It was a UCC church, a congregational church, so of Southwest Denver.
So you would go but not have a clue what was happening?
No. For me, it was just a social aspect of our lives. I just never identified with it. Never tapped into that, into the spirit. And by the time I was a teenager, I was very far away from all of that, and a very rebellious teenager.
Doing wild things like tattoos.
Oh, wild things like tattoos and lots of drugs, lots of alcohol.
You were?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Felt okay about all that at the time?
Well, I don't know that I even thought about how I felt at the time about that.
Yeah, that's a good observation, actually.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, no, I wasn't conscious about my decisions. But I came back to God, thank God, but in a painful place. 3.5 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And from minute of diagnosis to death was only 12 weeks.
Oh my word.
So a very fast, we saw her leave this world very fast. And I was not a believer. I had kind of lied to my family to make it okay. Because I was very far from their belief structure. But cried out to God one night right before her passing, that I would die for her. And it was revealed to me, Jesus revealed immediately to my heart that he had in fact already done that. And not only for her and for all of us and for anybody that ever lived or ever will be here. And
so does God speak to us that way, Bob? Because I've had a few kind of incredible voices in my head type things where I thought, oh, that I see now what's happening.
Well, it was in Kathy's case, yes. In your case, it's just mental illness. But
it's even if it's no, true.
Absolutely.
Fun friends, aren't we?
Absolutely. God can God speaks to us in a lot of different ways, but he certainly does you know, kind of impress things upon us for sure. And that's a great that's amazing, that kind of the whole way that you were what you where you were, and then for Christ to kind of say, I've already done that.
Oh,
that's
and
amazing.
And it was such a loud mm-hmm. Voice and beautiful vision that it changed mm-hmm. everything immediately. Immediately it changed my heart and my life forever, just mm-hmm. in a blink of an eye.
And that was how long ago?
So that was 3.5, almost 4 years ago. It'll be 4 years in June.
We just lost a great friend, Tom mm-hmm. Dyke, to pancreatic yep. cancer, and he went maybe like 11 months, but 12 weeks. Gee,
it was a really quick, decline.
But by the time she went, you had reconnected with the fact she passed from life to life, which is what we do as Christians.
Absolutely. She had been telling me the whole time. She had me reading the Bible to her nonstop. And as a non-believer, that was pretty intense. I didn't like it too much. But by the time I left that room, that's all I wanted to do. My thirst was just insatiable for the word. And I was coming back to a family that was not Christ-centered at all. I was coming back to a husband who wasn't a believer, and bringing that into my home. So I came back, and I have a wonderful connection with the church, Westwoods Community Church in Lakewood, and was immediately baptized. my husband seeing my baptism when I came out of the water. I came out to see tears coming down his face and knew at that moment that he was saved as well. And three of my children soon followed. So beautiful, a beautiful event out of probably the darkest event that had ever happened to me at that point.
And that's the business God's in, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, I think, you know, I use this analogy sometimes, but I can remember someone saying to me that the way that, you know, Christ approaches us is as if he's sailing around an island looking for a place to land, and that the places to land are our points of need, you know. And I think so for many of us that, you
that's
know,
beautiful.
It's just a great need.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes any sense at all what you just said. Not beautiful.
I think it's beautiful.
I'm just kidding. I was wanting to get back at him for that other shot he took.
All right. We can't get going on all that.
It is beautiful, Bob. And you're beautiful, by the way. And back to the one that really is beautiful here.
Well, you had a pretty short time frame from the time that happened till, because you were saying earlier you've been doing Joy's Kitchen for like 3 years. So I mean, that was like a year into your walk.
It happened. It just happened in God's timing, and it was just perfectly planned. I had been praying over my gift of finding my gift and what to do, and God just put beautiful people in my life that that needed help doing food rescue and feeding people. And I started getting connected with other ministries that were feeding people from food rescue, but soon discovered a giant need, a giant hole in providing these resources to hungry people, people in need. And that's people to distribute and pick up and rescue food at its source. So we, Westwoods Community Church was moving at the time and buying a new building, walked into their building and said, this is a great place to have a food bank. We were in need for a place for the food to go. On one of our days, we rescue food 6 days a week. There was a hole in one of the days of where to take the food, and we started a program, and it was just an immediate transition into serving the community. And it started off very small, but now it is, it's once a week. We have our own food bank. The other 5 days a week, we supply City Square with their food. We take turns on whose ministry is having a food bank and doing outreach. But right now, Joy's Kitchen at Westwoods Community Church is feeding about 400 families a month, which is about 1,200 individuals that come through to get food.
Talk about rescuing food, because I've never heard that expression used before.
So rescuing food is food that would be otherwise thrown in the trash if we don't pick it up. A lot of retailers save their food. There's a lot of great programs through Food Bank of the Rockies, doing a grocery rescue program. But a lot of independent grocers and farmers markets will throw away their food if food is not picked up, if nobody is available to haul that food where it needs to go. So we literally make ourselves available 6 days a week with trailers. My father and I both have trailers on our vehicles, and we're at the ready. So when we get a call, we have everyday pickups that are scheduled, but when we have a call, we're just modern day gleaners that will go and show up and rescue that food and get it to where it needs to go.
That
it's not wasted. You know, we really have a heart for God's resources and that beautiful nutritional food that he gives us not being thrown away.
A lot of what we do in inner city now, we were taught in the 80s by Pastor Luis Villarreal and Jack LaPietra and Bob Wolfo, Ken Roberts. Some of these guys have been down there
40 years now, really, yeah. Most of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 40 plus years working in these tough neighborhoods. But they taught us, when someone calls and says, do you want this and can you pick it up? The answer is yes.
Always yes.
Yes, we can. Yes. We're on our way. So you obviously learned that somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I did. The first mentor I had was a gal named Laurel, and she runs a nonprofit called Joseph Storehouse. And she's been doing this by herself in a van for a very long time. So she impressed on me how important it is to say yes and to be there and to be reliable to pick up food. And we rescue between anywhere between 2,000 and 6,000 pounds a day.
Wow.
Usually before noon.
Good for you.
So yeah, it's a pretty fun adventure.
I just had a fun memory. Mark Klibbe, Susie Hayes, and I, Jane Conant, that together run Crosswalk Fellowship. We had a call from World Vision that said, do you know charities in Denver that could use, was it 4,000? No, I'm talking about clothing.
Yeah.
The 10,000 items of clothing. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, we do.
Absolutely.
I'll send you the list right now. And so for 3 or 4 years, we have all this brand new stuff brought to our offices and our church, and then we'd have these ministries come in and pick it up. But
beautiful.
How many pounds a day did you just say?
Anywhere between 2,000 and 6,000, depending on the source and what's happening. But you know, there's so much food. Food waste is consumer driven, so we want our food to look perfect and be flawless before we eat it, forgetting that it grows in the ground. And so there's a lot of consumers don't want to eat ugly fruit. And so, we definitely specialize in picking up ugly fruit and getting it out. And then we also recognize that there's an issue with food banks, that this food isn't ours to really give away. We don't have the food. It's not something that, so we invite all of our people that come to participate in sorting the food and setting the food up, and then all walking together through the food market to pick out their own food and really placing a value on the nutritional needs of the hungry community, because there is so much nutrition that's being thrown away.
And that's specifically at the church?
Yeah, we do Westwoods. We do every other Saturday we have a food bank, and then every other Thursday evening we have a food bank. Where it's peer driven, so and volunteer supported. So we all as a community help each other sort the food and hand the food out to one another, have this beautiful community time where there's boundaries being broken down with the needy, so that that God's the one providing the needs for all of us that we have. God can take so many different forms. I think that people sometimes are so hungry for bread, and what it really is that there's a hunger for community and there's a hunger for Jesus. So we walk through faith with anybody seeking bread that comes through our doors.
So you described this period of your life when you were not even happy with the decisions you were making and whatever
tough stuff
you were involved in. We've all done that. And some mistakes we never can fully forget. But God does forgive us and redeems us. And you sound like you're a fully redeemed life, and he's now taken this great personality that was maybe being misused for a while and put it to perfect use.
Oh, I love that that I can relate to very worldly issues, but I can also translate that that I am a beloved child of God, that that anybody can be used by God, that that if you walk through those steps of faith, that and let him be your feet, that you become the feet of Christ and the feet of Jesus and the body. And so, I mean, all you have to do is get your feet moving and let God do the rest. And so, yeah, I love that I can translate that to people on an everyday level because of where I've been. So I think it's such a gift. I would never want to go through any of it again, God willing. I won't. But and we've faced some other, you know, trials and tribulations too. We threw our first fundraiser because this is very locally funded by my father and I, and our church has a very small budget for this food rescue operation. So it's always very minimal what we can count on financially. And so we threw our first fundraiser and just a few months ago here.
How much did you raise?
Oh, you know, we didn't raise, I think, maybe $200. Very, very minimal. The day of the fundraiser, my younger brother passed away.
Oh, God.
Very suddenly. And,
what?
Yeah. And I have this beautiful opportunity with everything that happens. My my younger brother, 36 years old, I got a call, and our family rushed to the hospital that he had a pulmonary embolism. And the day of our fundraiser, watched my brother pass away. And but I had this beautiful opportunity to witness ministries that I didn't even know come to Westwoods and gather and lift up in praise and worship our family while we were going through this tribulation. So there's this beautiful piece of trusting the Lord in everything that we're doing.
So Mark, let's give her, from you get the blessing today, so we can get blessed. Let's give Joy's Kitchen $500. Don't you think, Bob?
Oh, what a blessing.
You could use it?
Hope. Absolutely.
So listeners that are listening and wondering what they would get in terms of blessing, they might be confused. Tell us what you're going to do with our $500, and maybe they'll give like $5,000.
Absolutely. Oh, what a blessing. Thank you so much. Well,
normally don't do that. Like, our next guest will get nothing.
Yeah, we're actually going to ask him for money. That's exactly. Yeah.
Every day we put on an average of 100 miles on our tanks.
Oh,
so that money will go directly into our gas tanks and vehicle maintenance and daycare for my younger children.
Jeez,
so that we can continue to do this.
We need somebody to match me, triple me. We need
what
some
a blessing
to
that
step
would be.
Forward. You want to be blessed today, folks? Tap into Checkbook Christianity. It's the easiest part of this walk we have with Christ. All you do is write a check and send it to our beautiful friend here, Kathy.
Give us some contact, you know, info for people.
I have to mention that Joy's Kitchen is named after my mother.
Oh.
So Joy...
Kitchen's a strange name for a
woman. I know, isn't it? Joyce was her name. And so every step that we take, we just do this to honor her and bringing such a beautiful gift of Christ to our lives.
You like us, don't you?
I do.
We mess around a little. Joy, that is a cool. Her name is Joyce.
Joyce. Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Beautiful, huh?
Good idea. Joy's Kitchen.
Okay. Yeah. So tell our folks where to send money or how to contact you or whatever.
You can contact me directly to volunteer. We love you volunteering as well. We'd love to see anybody and everybody show up to serve community. So you can send checks or show up at Joy's Kitchen at Westwoods Community Church at 7700 West Woodard Drive, and that's in Lakewood. You can find me on Facebook under Joy's Kitchen at Westwoods Community Church. And we'd love to hear from you through email, through 303soupgroup.com. I'm sorry, 303soupgroup@gmail.com. You can email me directly, and I'd love to have a conversation and get you plugged in to volunteering and into the community.
So if they go on Facebook, do they just need to put in Joy's Kitchen?
And it'll Joy's pop Kitchen up? At Westwoods Community
at,
Church.
At Westwood. Mm-hmm. Okay. All
right. Yeah, yeah. And I'm right
so
there.
So tell us, what does a person look like that you're helping when typically? I mean, describe the face lives of the people you're touching.
The face of hunger has really changed.
The face of hunger. I knew there was a phrase I was missing.
Yeah, the face of hunger has really changed. We see a lot of medium income, educated families that are just struggling to survive in Denver's economy. Housing prices have gone up. We serve homeless as well, a lot of homeless. But for the most part, we're seeing a lot of senior citizens. About 30% of the people that receive food from our food bank are over 65 years old. And so we're seeing a lot of seniors, a lot of children, a lot of families that are now displaced.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, but Bo and I are both senior citizens.
It's hard for me to believe I am, but he looks young, doesn't
like
he?
It.
Doesn't he seem like Steven
hair,
Spielberg?
Man.
Not at all.
You kidding?
You look good, Bob Trim. I can't lose a pound anymore unless, well, I won't go into that. So the face of hunger is a sad thing, and isn't there a scripture, Bob, that sort of talks about this?
He always asks me these questions. Of course there are. But, you know, the one we love is Matthew, obviously in Matthew chapter 25, where Christ talks about, you know, when he separates the sheep and the goats, and to the sheep he says, you know, you saw me hungry, and you fed me, naked, you clothed me, in prison, you came and visited. And they said, well, when did we do that? And Jesus replied, whenever you've done this to one of the least of these my brothers, you've done it unto me. That was Mother Teresa's big passage, too. She used to say that whenever she would see either a leper or someone was dying and would go to minister, take them, whatever she did. She said the thought that always went through her head was, there is Jesus in a desperate situation.
Mm.
And that was kind of the thing that really motivated her.
We really, we talked to our volunteers about making sure that that you view everybody as an image bearer. We are all bearing the image of Jesus. And to see each other like that and is a very humble, it comes from a humble place, and we're all in need. So,
we don't want to sound like your grandfathers, even though we're old enough to be your grandfathers, but we're awfully proud of your response to God's calling and what you're doing with your life. And your husband's fired up about this too.
Oh yes, he works full time, but on his days off, this is one of the days. He's actually rescuing food as we speak right now with the trailer while I'm here. So, yeah, my whole family is involved. My children are deeply embedded in ministry. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our food bank program is their idea, the little ones. And they have a heart for people and for loving people and walking through faith just like we do. So,
I think I said 3 months ago on this program that I love this little piece of poetry that says, break for the needy sweet charity's bread, because living is giving, the angel said. What giving again? I ask in dismay. Must I keep on giving and giving away? Oh, no, said the angel.
You always make it to this point, by the way, before you start crying.
Cry.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, said the angel, piercing me through. Just give till the Father stops giving to you.
Oh,
yeah.
So, the fact that you're not just giving of this rescued food, but your giving of yourself and your time makes me just want to say to all you listeners, jump in here, folks.
Yeah, this is a good one. Yeah. We always have good ones, but this is a good one.
Really good. Give us the information again, because we're going to start writing
more
some
info here.
People are pulling their cars over right now, and they're writing this information down so they can send a check.
Go ahead. Give the info.
Okay. It's Joy's Kitchen at Westwoods Community Church at 7700 West Woodard Drive in Lakewood at 80227. You can find us on Facebook under Joy's Kitchen at Westwoods Community Church, or you can email me directly at 303soupgroup@gmail.com.
Great. Thanks so much for coming.
Oh, God bless you guys. Thank you for having
me. Great to hear your story.
Kathy Stanley, a great leader. Keep up the great work, and thanks for listening to the program today. We'll see you next week right here on You Get the Blessing. Write those checks, folks. Get involved.